Well, I'm joined by Martin Bayfield, who's here covering the event for ITV's highlights. And, well, Martin, we've got our finalists for the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership 7 Series and Sail Shark to Newcastle. Were they winners?
Absolutely. I think Sail Shark's performances in the last two games have been the spectacular performances. Newcastle have been solid throughout the whole evening. Their defence has been outstanding and they've taken their tries very well. But Sail have probably been the most entertaining of the teams out here tonight.
Now, there's a bit of conjecture about who's going to get the man of the match, but Danny Beebe seems to be scoring tries for fun for Sale, but then we had braces throughout the Newcastle side.
Yeah, I suppose the easy thing would be to give it to a player who comes from the unbeaten team, but my man of the match would be Danny Beebe. I think he's been absolutely outstanding, not just in attack, scoring tries, hat-trick in one of the games, and plenty of tries in this last game, but also in defence. He tracks back and he puts in the tackle. So he's been the one who's caught the eye, but you're talking to a second row forward. so maybe I'm missing the final and the fine nuances of the performances. But I'd give it to him. Whether he gets it or not, we shall see.
Now, I'm sure even with your second row prowess, you'll be able to understand what this tournament does for rugby and what it does for sevens. And as we look forward to the finals next week, it seems to have captured the imaginations again. Another 6,000 people here at Edgeley Park. It's really coming alive.
It is, absolutely. And it's one of those things, when it becomes a regular fixture in the calendar, people will be looking out for it. And the first year last year was very successful. It's going to be more successful this year. Great crowd here tonight. The stadium looks great. The pitch looks great. Decent weather. And then we'll have a cracking final down at the Stoop in a week's time. So, you know, hats off to everyone who came up with this idea. I think it's a brilliant one. Gets people talking, gets people thinking. And, of course, in and around, people are going to start talking about the World Cup, going to start talking about the Premiership starting up as well. So everyone's mind now, after the long, long summer, is starting to focus in on rugby.
And finally, with Newcastle winning here this evening, they go through in the pools to meet Wasps and Harlequins. And then it'll be Bath, Sarries with Sale in there. So can you got any opinions on how you think those will go?
Well, listen, Saracens at the moment are on fire, aren't they? And they're putting everything into winning.
And they're filling tries between Wilds and Short.
Yeah, they're putting big players into these matches. So I think Saracens have to be favourites for that one. But Sale have shown enough to suggest that they're going to challenge. But Newcastle, they were beaten finalists last time, and I think they want to go one better. But I think Saracens have to be favourites again.
Fair enough. Well, Martin, we look forward to it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all. Thank you.